Lowry residents.
Okay, this house, I like it a lot. It has a lot of history on it. You know, it's coming up here on Niniko Road, and the house was Niniko, and all the whole way up, that was all the front yard for the house, and it went back over past the poly on the other side. The property originally belonged to the king, Kamehameha III, and in 1854, he gave it to Ninito. Yes, thank you. And Ninito was a princess, part of the royal family in Tahiti. She had originally came up to Hawaii in 1848. She was going to marry Prince Moses, who was the brother of Kamehameha IV and V. But when she gets here in 1848, she finds out he has died of the measles epidemic. And so she's waiting for a ship to go back to Tahiti. And while the time she's waiting, she meets John Sumner, who's has an interesting history of his own. But he's a Hapa'ole. His father had come over, had jumped ship on Kauai, and he was taken under the wing of Kamu'ali'i. And when Kamu'ali'i and Kamehameha sort of made peace, Kamehameha said, "Come on over." And Kamu'ali'i asked, "Who's going to come with me?" And nobody wanted to. But John Sumner, "I'll go with you." And so when he got here, they made their arrangements. But then Kamehameha said, "You keep John Sumner here for insurance." And so he became a captain for Kamehameha's fleet. And that house was actually down in the Eva Kai quarter where Iolani Palace grounds are. So she marries Sumner, and that keeps this property. As far as I know, she did not develop it. She sells it in the 1870s. Then several owners, and then in 1892, Frederick Lowry buys it. And Lowry had come to Hawaii in the 1870s at the age of 21. His sister was married to W.R. Castle. And they said, "Come to Hawaii, see if you like it. And if you like it, we have a job for you at Castle and Cook." And so he comes over, he decides to stay. But Charles Montague Cook says, "We don't want him at Castle and Cook. We need him over at Lures and Dickinson." Building supply company in Hawaii. And so in 1886, it becomes Lures and Cook. Lowry is appointed president of the company. He runs the company for the rest of his life. Retires, I should say. His home was down in Makiki. It's gone now. It was overlooking the freeway. But he purchased this property in 1892, and his wife was Shirilla, and she was the first president of the outdoor circle. It was very much, and so she had landscaped the whole property. And she dies in 1918, and then in 1921 he remarries. This house originally was built in 1900. It ends where the porte cochere is originally, with the house. And it was their summer retreat. Very much a craftsman style, which fits in with the whole idea of summer retreat, where you have the use of local stone, elaborate bracketing on the top. Also very common for the period, the use of different materials for the first and second floors. And they also put, just see it, the top will go up to it. There's a little lookout on top, so you go and explore and see the ocean and stuff. But very much a vacation place. In the 20s, after he remarries, the Lowrys decide to move up here. And so they have Dickey, who did the original design, come and put an addition on the house, which we can go into and see in a minute. And The addition is essentially a ballroom and a dining room. And I was very surprised. The ballroom measures 34 by 63. And Iolani Palace throne room is 39 by 69. So it's almost the same size as the throne room. So I think they must have had tremendous parties up here. Lowry dies in 1948. In 1956, the property was subdivided. And in 1962, Tom Moffat bought the house. And he lived in the house till 2016 when he died. So Elvis has been here and many other people entertained here. So it's got quite a lively history, which I couldn't figure out what to put down for significance. So I just put down recreation, vacation home. But obviously, there's a lot more going on here as well. So I'm nominating it for the architecture and for the associations with the area and the history. If you like, we can go up inside. And the people said if you like, you can leave your shoes on. Sliders where there were sliders, but I think the house overall is a big presence of its own. Yes, we can. But now we'll come out after.
Okay, close to the difference.
Part of the 1927 edition. And, you can see he's sort of keeping a craftsman, but also a Spanish mission coming in, which was very popular in the 20s. I've never seen this treatment of a railing before. And, the tile bathroom was original.
Is this original?
Yes. And the floor is original.
It had collapsed, so she rebuilt it in vinyl, but it's here still.
This was beautiful too. It made Buddhas are not for decoration.
Well, it says in the airport coming out of Thailand.
Is it like a Buddhist chapel or
anything? They probably bought these down there on King Street.
The lady that owns the house is from Vietnam.
So this is a bamboo paneling is obviously a later addition.
Yeah. That's a real cat, isn't it?
Yes. That is. And huge.
Configuration hasn't changed.
She said no, this was open. When Tom Moffat had it, she said he had a conference room here, but it was
like a partition area.
So she took that back.
I see.
And so all the Gordon battens are all original, very much part of the rustic feel.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Is this the way to the view room?
Yes. Then there's two bedrooms and a bath at this end.
Unless you were a child, I think you might have hired.
Very cool.
What a great view.
What a beautiful view, though.
Yeah.
Thanks, thanks.
Singing the drop here.
Be careful when you're just a yeah.
Okay.
Gotta step over this, or else there's a thing. Bill almost just fell.
I think.
Dates to 1900.
That's right, early in his local career.
Yes, it would be. Yeah, he was still with Ripley then.
Oh, yeah. And the second part was?
1927.
27, okay, got it.
Then he was on his own.
Yeah.
I thought he did a fairly good job of
blending it. Okay, we'll keep it contemporary Spanish as well.
Much training, Don.
You know, if you want to come, Don, you're welcome. But I try.
By the way,
yeah,
the training. Is there anything new to it? In other words, were the amendments added to the new law?
Yes.
Okay.
I think a lot of that, they need to record minutes, the new protocols, so there's, it's a combination of, it's OIP office, which is Office of Information Practices. It's going to cover the Sunshine Laws. And that's a lot of posting dates when things are due, what's required for the public. So she's going to do a sort of a partial training, and she's also going to want to field questions and get the answers and what can you do, completeness of reports, posting, and what the public needs to know, and the timeliness of those things, among other things. I've never met Jennifer. She's an attorney. She's been with OIP for, I think, 16 years, and she does training. So we'll be meeting her tomorrow. I haven't met her yet. So.
I've never met her yet either.
So. Yeah, so. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
See you. Yay.
Thanks.